93Q, the number one hit music station. I'm Jack Ryan, joined with Rick Roberts.
Hello.
In studio with the one and only Tinashe. How's it going?
Hi, it's going good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, welcome to Syracuse, first of all.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You had a show last night in Rochester. How'd
it go? I did, with Maroon 5, which was awesome. Yeah, they showed so much love, and it's been really fun touring with them.
How is the energy from that show? How's the energy from the entire tour been?
It's been good. I mean, last night I feel like was one of the best shows that we've had so far.
Really?
Wow,
so,
nice.
Yeah, I was definitely pleased with that.
That comes from probably a lot of cabin fever. People needing to get out. This part of the country, as you know, gets very cold and snow. So when we get a chance to get out and have a good time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was telling her a few days ago it was like 10 degrees here. So this is actually kind of warm for us.
Glad I missed the 10 degrees.
Yeah. Well, last week we had a day it was 70. And then the next day it was 20.
That is a very dramatic shift.
And that's happened about 5 times. Everyone's getting sick. But
oh no!
Regardless of that fact, I'm glad you had a great show last night.
I did.
Where are you headed to next?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Albany.
Tomorrow they're in Albany, and then they go to Buffalo on Wednesday.
There he goes. He knows the schedule.
Yeah, awesome.
He knows the whole thing.
So you also toured with Nicki Minaj and Katy Perry.
Yeah. I've been lucky to tour with some really awesome people.
That's really cool. So you do have a new album out. Came out last November, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I have the part one, I guess, of my project. And
that's right.
That's like the night ride side of things, which is definitely like the moody kind of vibey side of me, which is like I really kind of get my feelings sometimes and I just want to kind of jam out. And then there's, you know, which I'm really excited about, Joyride, the opposite end of that spectrum. Is still coming soon, so look out for that. But
awesome.
Yeah, I got a new music that I'm really excited about. So
very good new
can't
music.
Can't wait.
Well, I love the fact that it's like a 2-part series. So like the part one, as you said, was Night Ride, which I love the name of that. What's the whole deal with the name?
Thanks. Well, like I said, I really just kind of wanted to represent that there were two different sides of the spectrum, and like Joyride is for me the really kind of energetic, more, you know, pumped up version of me, which some days I feel more like that person, and then Night Ride is kind of the like vibey, like after hours,
the
kind of
back,
like
just
yeah,
chill,
that's
right?
Kind of the kind of mode that you want to listen to, like when you're like drinking some wine or you know something like that. So had to have those two different sides of it.
Well, when I was looking at the track listing, your very first song on that album stood out to me. It's called Lucid Dreaming.
Yes.
What is the story? Well, first I got to ask you: have you ever had a lucid dream?
I think so. I mean, I'm not like good at it. I can't like make myself lucid dream all the time. But yes, I think I definitely
like
have.
They sell books on that stuff.
Yeah,
too.
There's a technique people think that you can like perfect and stuff.
I think I may have had one once, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, not 100. Those ones where you
Jack
like
has
think,
a really weird dream.
You think you're dreaming, but you don't know if you're awake, and it's fun.
Well, I just remember it was after I got my braces tightened. And my teeth were in so much pain.
But you were dreaming about your teeth being in pain?
Yeah, I walked in front of a mirror in my dream, and my face, like I had teeth like on my forehead and like all
like,
over the place.
What's going on?
I looked down, I looked back up, and my face was back to normal. And they
and
say
like,
when
oh,
you can actually see yourself in a dream, that's when you know you're sleeping.
Jack's also on drugs.
It must have been the sleeping pills or something.
Yeah. There you go.
Just joking.
No, lucid dream, it's very cool. I just like the concept of it, you know, like being able to kind of create your own reality. And
one other thing that I wanted to ask you, and I think that this is just so cool. You were in Polar Express.
I was.
Sort of.
Yes.
What, like, how did that happen?
I auditioned for it and I got the role. When I was younger, I used to do a lot of acting. I was in a lot of just commercials, TV shows, movies. And that was a really cool one to be a part of. So we shot it for 10 weeks and did the entire film, and then they animated over top of us, which was kind of trippy.
Were you the actual voice of
I was the motion caption.
So there was no voice involved. It was just like your face.
We literally acted the entire, like I said, we did the entire film with these body suits on that had all these electrodes that kind of, read everything that we did. And then they then animated over the top of what we had just done.
So it's crazy.
It was like a 10-week shoot. It was very, very intense.
How old were you when you did
I was
that?
In like fourth grade. I think I was like 9 years old, nine or 10. So,
you did modeling when you were really young, too, right?
Yeah, I did all sorts of things. So. I've just been an entertaining since
I'm thinking you like the music a little bit more.
Well, music to me is more fulfilling, you know?
Yes.
Being able, acting is fun, but you're playing a character all the time.
Right.
Music, you can really just be yourself, and there's a lot more versatility, I feel like, as far as the different types of characters that you can play into. Like I said, I have a lot of different sides to my personality, so I think that comes across in my music videos and in my songs and in my stage show, and I like to be able to have that.
You know, Jack and I, when we were young, we had our own radio stations in our bedroom. Yeah. She was recording music in her bedroom when she was young. So
there you go. Yeah. It all starts there.
Exactly. You got to start somewhere.
DIY.
That's right.
I'm all about it.
Well, that's right. I did want to quickly ask you, too, about, I don't know if it's your latest song. I saw it on your website. You teamed up with Lost Kings on a song called Quit You. I really like the song.
Yeah, I love that song, too. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I've done a lot of really cool collabs recently, which I'm really excited about. I collabed with Britney Spears at the end of last year. This Quit You song, I think, is really dope. It's got a great energy. So, yeah, I love
it. It's very upbeat and very, like, you know,
happy.
Drive down the road,
makes
roll down the window.
Feel like a sunny day.
Exactly.
We need those here.
Some more of around here.
There you go.
So we'll just keep listening to that song on repeat. So thanks again for coming in, Tinashe. Here in the studio. Make sure you check out her latest song there with Lost Kings, Quit You, and her newest album, Night Ride. And we'll be on the lookout.
Oh, and look out for that new coming real soon, sooner than you think.
Can't wait. Can you drop us a little hint?
No.
Not
the
yet?
Hint is that it's coming really soon. Yes. I swear, like really soon.
All right, well, we'll be on the lookout for it. Tinashe, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.